Welcome everyone, Mezah Hashem. We continue with Chayves Hashmira. We are in the Psicha, Shir number 2. We learned yesterday that a mitzvah is a shliach of Hashem. When a person gives kavod, as we're learning here, the new sefer, kavod Shemayim, from the Chavetz Chaim, when a person gives kavod to the mitzvah, he is giving honor to Hashem. How do you give kavod to a mitzvah? You do the mitzvah as soon as possible. You do the mitzvah the best way possible. Whatever the opportunity, the scenario arises to do the mitzvah the best way, that's what you want to do to bring kavod shemayim to Hashem. The Chavetz Chaim now brings a pasuk in Mishlei, in Perik Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel. It's easy to remember because a bar mitzvah bacher becomes obligated in mitzvahs when he turns 13. So it's chapter 13, pasuk 13, verse 13 as well. Pasuk says, "Boz." A person who is boz lidavar, boz is loshen bizoyin. Person disgraces something that will yichaveloi, that will come back to harm the person. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, and that pasuk tells us as follows: a person has 248 evarim, 248 limbs in his body, and opposite that, 248 limbs, he has 248 positive mitzvahs to do as well. And each limb of his body receives energy, a koyach hachiyuni, the ability to live, to exist, through the performance of the mitzvah. Therefore, when a person does the mitzvah, he gives life to that body part. However, when a person disgraces the mitzvah, he does not perform the mitzvah that Hashem wants him to, he is harming his body part that corresponds to that mitzvah. However, the pasuk concludes, "V'yorei mitzvah yishulam." A person who is fearful to do the mitzvah, he will be complete. Because a person who is careful, he's fearful to do the mitzvah, he will have, says the Gra, "Yeshalayim b'chol eivarav," he'll be complete with all of his eivarim.